When you call Chloe, she doesn't answer either, kitty.
Fred Allen Show, with Fred's guest, the effervescent Phil Harris. Portland Hopper, Minerva Pius is Mrs. Nussbaum, Alan Reed is Falstaff Openshaw, Parker Fenley is Titus Moody, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And until I start blowing the claghorn, my name is Kenny Delmar. Association of Chiropodists sponsors Foot Health Week. Tonight, instead of a chiropodist, we bring you a comedian who owes his success to his corn. He's Fred Allen.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Kenny, I'm happy that you mentioned Foot Health Week. This week, the foot is king.
Are you observing the event, Fred?
Oh, yes, Kenny. Tonight, in honor of Foot Health Week, I went on the Jack Benny program. I spent 30 minutes with a heel. People should pay more attention to their feet, Kenny. You know, happy feet make happy folks.
Yeah, I think a man's work has a lot to do with the condition of his feet.
Yes, Kenny, I know a man who works 10 hours a day and his feet are in perfect condition.
Oh, what does he do?
He's a mounted policeman.
Well, and he has no trouble at all?
No foot trouble. He does have a few occupational calluses.
Where? Where?
Kenny.
I said chiropodist,
yeah,
too.
I know. Two wares are all right because he has two calluses. Kenny, I refuse to tell you I am no stool pigeon. If you think that I am going...
Alan!
Well, for... Well, Portland, pull up an old participle, stop it from dangling, and sit down. This, it so happens, is National Foot Week.
Oh, Mama says chiropodists are paradoxical.
How?
Mama says chiropodists are the only men who make a living going to the dogs.
Your mother should be here to hear how that's going, that's all. Paradoxical, that's some word you use there.
Dr. IQ used it on his program last week.
Oh, it's a used word, is it? I thought... Dr. IQ has to use long words to reach that lady who's incessantly in the balcony. What about Foot Week?
Oh, the foot is lucky.
Really?
The nose gets the dirty end of it.
How do you mean?
Well, the eyes have movies to see.
Yeah.
The ears have music to hear.
Uh-huh.
The mouth has candy to eat.
And the nose?
The nose has to smell everything.
Right.
And if the mouth says something fresh, the nose gets punched.
Yes, that's true, through no fault of its own. But we ought to have National Nose Week, Portland. The streets sprayed with perfume, a rose for every nose except Billy. Show the nose a good time. Tell me, what else is new, Portland?
A doctor in Boston says women live longer than men.
Oh, did he say why?
No, but Mama says a woman has to live longer than a man to have the last word.
Oh, how true. Your mother must have been remotely... I borrowed these teeth tonight. I don't know. And speaking of painting, let's put two coats on and start for Allen's Alley, Portland.
What is your question tonight?
Well, this week, the Automotive Safety Foundation drew up a plan to reduce the number of highway accidents. And so our question this evening is, are you going to do your part to make this safer driving campaign a success?
Shall we leave?
As the old cuckoo said, when the pawnbroker wound the clock, I may as well start going. Gosh, Portland, Allen's Alley is as quiet as a mink molting on a pile of peach fuzz. I wonder if the senator is back from Dallas yet. Let's knock.
Somebody, I say, somebody knock.
Well, Senator Claghorn.
Yeah, I just got back from Texas, son.
Why, you're all dusty.
Yeah, I know. I ain't brushing my clothes. That's sullen dust. I'd rather eat the soil of the South than Yankee pastry.
Well, tell me, how was your reception?
Claghorn Day was the biggest thing Dallas has seen since the last Major Bowes unit was stranded there.
Bigger than that, what happened?
Well, they gave me a big watermelon barbecue. What a sight.
Really?
2,000 Texans with their faces buried in watermelon.
Gosh.
You could hear the sucking from Dallas clean to Little Rock.
What happened after the dinner?
There was an all-star radio program over the entire Rebel Network.
Really? Who was on the radio show?
Big Southern Band, Swing and Sway with Henry Clay.
Yes?
Then that Southern opera singer, Lily Pone.
Lily Pone?
Yeah, Lily sang Carry Me Back to Old Louisiana.
Now, wait a minute. Isn't that Carry Me Back to Old Virginny?
Lily got two encores. She had to keep on carrying.
Tell me, what else happened?
When I closed the program with a short 8-hour talk, filibuster, that is.
Well, this is almighty interesting in a sordid way, Senator. But what about this campaign to cut down automobile accidents?
The South is prepared, son. We're eliminating the automobile entirely.
Eliminating the automobile in the South? How?
Well, if a man has a 40-horsepower car, he turns in his car.
Yes?
The state gives him 40 mules.
40 mules.
60 horsepower, 60 mules. Yeah. 80.
But the whole South will be flooded with mules. How can you control the traffic?
We'll import a northerner for a traffic cop.
You mean a northerner can handle mules?
It takes one jackass to tell another jackass where to go. No!
Well, that's a hybrid horse on me, I guess. Let's try Mr. Moody's door.
Howdy, bub.
Warm weather is here, Mr. Moody. Isn't it time to get out your fly swatter?
Oh, I don't need no fly swatter.
Well, how do you keep the flies off you?
I got a spider hiding under my lapel.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Let a fly land on me. That spider's got him quicker than a baby snake can coil.
Oh, I see.
In fly time, that spider's running over me like syrup over a hot waffle.
What's that? Tell me, Mr. Moody, what about this new drive to reduce automobile accidents?
Most drivers try to make every road a death valley.
Well, do you have any trouble?
Yes, one big car hit my billy goat.
And after the accident?
That car was the only Lincoln I ever saw with a beard on it.
I see.
And then a truck hit my prize pig and rendered him.
Rendered him?
For 2 miles, the road want nothing but lard.
The pig disappeared completely?
Well, I give a hog call to make sure.
And after you gave the hog call?
4 pig's feet come walking in the yard.
Just 4 pig's feet?
They was limping.
Well, you certainly had your troubles with speeding motorists.
Last Sunday was the worst.
What happened?
Well, I had 300 hens and one rooster.
Hen?
Rooster got out on the road, zip, feathers and giblets.
Your only rooster was gone?
Yep. Today I got 300 hens in mourning.
Now what makes you think your hens are in mourning?
They're laying eggs with black yolks. So long, bud.
Well, I guess without his rooster, Mr. Moody has nothing to crow about. Well, let's see what happens next door here.
No.
Mrs. Nussbaum.
You were expecting maybe Lum and Abe?
Tell me, Mrs. Ann, have you heard about this campaign to cut down automobile accidents?
In the campaign, I'm participating.
Participating how?
I'm writing slogans.
Safety slogans? What are they?
Driving slowly in your flivver, you will be a longer liver.
Good.
Whether your name is Pincus or Myers, check the brakes, likewise the tires.
Very good, very good.
Driving fast when it is hazy, you'll be pushing up a daisy.
Say, how do you know so much about cars?
Well, when I am a young girl, sweet 16 and never. Pierre in a fat bear cat is driving by.
Yeah?
Through the goggles, he is winking.
Through the goggles, huh? And that started your romance?
In a used Essex, the rumble seat, Pierre is courting me.
Yeah?
In a secondhand Chevy kneeling down, he is proposing.
Good.
In an old Hutmobile with the top up, we are getting married.
And since you've been married?
Every week in all kinds of cars, Buicks, Hudsons, and Cadillacs as we are riding.
Now, wait a minute. Who owns all of these cars?
My husband, Pierre. Cars he is owning by the hundred.
Pierre owns hundreds of cars.
Who do you think is the smiling Irishman?
Well, that leaves us just one more shanty to investigate.
A single knock upon my door and Falstaff's here to do his chore.
You have new poems this evening, of course.
As well you know, sire.
Yeah?
As Hest heard, they pinched the hot dog vendor. Someone called a cop. He had the mustard in the middle and the pickle on top.
No.
Or, what are you hiding, said the kangaroo. The squirrel answered, nuts to you.
No.
How about this? Mother is singing. She's happy and gay. For the warden made her a trustee today.
Now, in the game of life, you are a foul ball. Tonight, we are discussing the campaign to reduce automobile accidents.
My poem is ready.
And what is your epic of prevention called?
My motoring problems are over.
How does it go?
My motoring problems are over, but I warn all folks who drive, certain precautions must be taken if a car owner hopes to survive. Take it easy on the highway. At the wheel, use common sense. Have your car checked on occasion. You'll avoid all accidents. Never speed. Don't be a road hog. Don't drive with one arm round your girlie. Better late to where you're going than to meet St. Peter 10 years early. Advice to others I give freely. Lucky me, I bask in clover. The finance company called this morning, so my motoring problems now are over.
And as Falstaff throws his road map to an admirer, we turn to greet the five DeMarco sisters, accompanied by Maestro Al Goodman and the men Toscanini left behind when he returned to Italy. The DeMarco sing Coax Me a Little Bit. Was a mere fragment of They Say It's Wonderful, played by Aloha Goodman and his pineapple picking poppers from Passaic. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Allen.
Yes, Portland.
This note just came for you.
Oh, a note?
It looks mysterious. It's signed Mr. X.
Mr. X? Let me see. Why, this is from Phil Harris, Portland. X is his signature. When Phil is incognito, he makes a triangle.
What does the note say?
I don't know. Who can tell? Look at it. It's all X's here. At the bottom, it's stamped very E-R-G-U-N-T, urgent. Oh, very urgent, I guess it is.
Do you think Jack Benny knows Phil wrote you?
How would he know? Benny can't read. He just wears glasses to keep out of fights. Benny thinks the only letters in the alphabet are L-S-M-F-T. You've never heard of A, B, and the early one. I've seen, you know that I...
Maybe Phil now.
They had better be, or the rest of the program will be nothing but Crosby records. Come in.
Well, open my mouth and pour down a gallon if it ain't my baggy-eyed pal, Frederick Allen.
Phil Harris. Phil, I have your note here. What is this urgent business?
Well, Frederick, I'm desperate, and you've got to help me.
What is your dilemma?
Fred, you got to get me on information, please.
You on information, please?
Well, why not?
Well, Phil, you don't see Red Skelton trying to get on the Chicago Roundtable.
Listen, Fred, did you hear our program last Sunday? Now, we was matched against them quiz kids, and we won 6-3. I'm ready for the big time now. I want them big boys.
But, Phil, the men on information, please, are geniuses.
What geniuses? I see their pictures. They look dead. They look like dopes.
Dopes? Why, Phil, those three guys alone have enough gray matter to paint both sides of the Big Mo.
I don't care. There must be some ways of getting on that show.
Well, one way is to have intelligence and brains.
What's the other way? The way you got on.
Now, look, Phil.
I got enough gold, dough. Just tell me what guy you pay off. I'll lay it on there.
Phil, you wouldn't even have a chance on information, please.
Oh, yeah? If I start throwing hyphens around on that show, I'll drive them palookas crazy.
But, Phil...
I ain't so dumb. I got questions. Who wrote Shakespeare?
Who?
Max Beth. That's who. Now, who's the father of geometry?
Who?
Some square. Now, who invented the first yo-yo?
Who?
The same guy that found the lost cord.
Phil, take a friend's advice. You are not ready for information, please.
Who ain't? I can raise my hand, can I?
But you've been working with Jack Benny. Ignorance is catching. He's a carrier.
Wait a minute, Fred. Wait a minute now. I don't want to hear no slurs on my employer. Now, Jackson's got a heart as big as his head.
Yes, and he has more hair on his heart than he has on his head. Tell me, Phil, how was your trip from Hollywood? How was the train?
What train?
You mean Benny made you travel by bus?
Not careful old Benny, no, sir. He told me that this time of year, buses was dangerous.
Well, how did you get to New York?
Well, look, out in California, Jackson took me down to the Lincoln Highway.
Yeah?
He handed me an orange and said, start walking.
Start walking with the orange?
That's right. He said, when people start coming up to you and saying, where did you get that yellow tennis ball? You're out of California. Keep going east.
Well, now that you're here, I hope Benny found you a nice hotel room.
Well, it ain't bad, but the chambermaid sweeps all the dirt under the carpet.
It's bad, eh?
Murder. To get to the bed, I gotta walk uphill.
Does your room have a nice view?
Ain't no view.
No view?
No, the window's a mirror. When you look out the window, you're looking right back into the room again.
There's no air in the room?
Well, we got a little air. The house detective comes up every hour and breathes through the keyhole.
Look, Phil... What do you want living around in these flop houses, walking from Hollywood with an orange in your hand? Why don't you quit that guy, Benny?
Me quit Jackson? What can I do?
Well, you can come with me. You'll be happy on this program. Wait, I'll introduce you to the cast.
Wait a minute. Say, Fred.
Yeah?
Who are those guys sitting there with those rented tuxedos?
Phil, that's our orchestra.
Orchestra? Them guys have got shoes on.
Now, look, Phil.
Look, if that's an orchestra, where are the jugs?
Jugs?
Certainly. Where are the automobile horns? Where's the washtub bass?
Oh, Phil, this isn't like that band you have on the Benny program. These men are musicians.
Well, then what is that guy down in front there? What's he doing, weaving a rug?
Phil, that is the harp. That's the harp the man has there.
Well, what are them other guys holding, them wooden frying pans?
Phil, those are violins. Phil, I'll show you how our violin section sounds. Mr. Goodman, a few bars on the strings, please. Well, Phil?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
But, Phil...
Somewhere under one of them guys is a jukebox.
You come with my program, Phil, and this orchestra will be yours.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Now, who are those guys sitting there chewing those black nightsticks?
Oh, black nightsticks? Phil, those are clarinets. Doesn't your band have wind instruments?
Sure, six kazoos and a hot sweet potato.
Well, I'll show you how our woodwind section sounds. Woodwinds, Mr. Goodman. Well, Phil Harris, you're crying.
That was the most beautiful thing I ever heard in my life.
You liked it, eh?
Well, I'm crying, ain't I? And I'm cold sober.
Well, wait till you hear the brass.
Well, wait a minute. Brass. Who cares about brass? That's one thing I got in my orchestra, too.
Brass?
Right next to every one of my boys is a cuspidor.
But our brass section is dry, Phil. All right, Mr. Goodman. Beautiful, isn't it, Phil?
Fred, I'm as limp as a buggy whip in the rain. Listen, wait till I tell Spike Jones about this.
Phil, how would you like to conduct our orchestra?
Well, okay. Which guy do I kick to start him playing? Certainly, and my band is Frankie, the guitar player.
Phil, you don't kick anyone. Here, take this.
Well, what am I going to do with this stick?
Now, you just wave this little stick up and down and see what happens.
Okay.
Did you hear that? That was me. That was me. I did it. Alice, baby Alice, Phyllis. That was me. Oh, everybody. That was me, Fred.
Now,
that
easy.
Was
Phil.
Well,
Phil.
It was me.
I know. That was just a sample of what you'll have on this program. Now, what do you say?
Well, it's good, Fred, but Benny gives me jokes to tell.
Phil, you come with me. The whole program will be yours. You'll play music, tell jokes. You will be the star.
Little old Philzy, a star?
And what a star. Now, here's how your program will sound, Phil. The music starts. That silly so-and-so from the Solid South, Phil Shut My Mouth Harris.
Thank you, thank you. Hi, you folks, it's Philzy again. Tonight I'm as hot as the floor of a Turkish bath.
Well, what? Why are you so happy, Phil?
Well, I just heard from Uncle Fred. He's a policeman in Atlanta.
A policeman in Atlanta?
Yes, he's a Dixie cop. Oh, Harris, if anything happens to Abbott, Costello has nothing to worry about.
Well, Phil, I think it's about time to leave for Allen's Alley.
Allen's Alley, nothing. This is my program, and on my program, it's called Tobacco Road.
All right, let's go.
Ah, yes, it's so quiet and peaceful here on Tobacco Road, Fred.
Well, it should be. Everybody's out in that play again this year.
Yes, sir. But I see the senator's at home. A cottonmouth snake just come out of his front door running for its life. I'll knock.
Somebody else.
Harris is the name, Flaghorn. Phil Harris, that is.
Yeah,
I'm
here
from the South, the Deep South.
Well,
I come from, we refer to you as that stylish senator from up north.
I don't know what
the
you're...
only band I'll listen to is the Dixieland Band.
Now, look,
my favorite singer is Ginny Sims, Cotton Ginny, that
I'll
is.
Say to it.
Speak up, Senator. The floor is yours. Out with
it. Well, I got a...
Start blabbing. Don't be another coolie.
Now, look here, Quiz.
Quit, you old flooded Eddie.
Why are you standing...
Oh, don't peel a possum. Don't fire.
Wait a minute, Phil.
I'm from
Phil,
the solid.
Phil, you were... Phil,
I'm right. Solid, that is.
Now, Phil, wait a minute. Hold your southern temper. You can't talk to the senator like this.
You keep your big northern nose out of this, you Yankee pigeon bugger.
Yeah.
Son, I want to shake your hand. You got a mouth after my own heart.
Well, it's a pleasure, Senator, a pleasure.
Well, Phil, what about the rest of the program?
Forget the program, Fred. Forget the program. When two southerners get together, there's got to be a song.
I come from a humming family, son. Let her rip.
Okay, Senator. Hot cornbread and black-eyed peas, the smell of them magnolia trees, just laying around in your DVDs. That's what I like about the South. Those lazy naps in the afternoon, old Jeff Davis and F.E. Boone, the greasy smell of big raccoon. That's what I like about the South. Hit it, Senator.
The way Southern folks all say you all, the way the cotton comes up in fall, the way the boll weevils eat it all. That's what I like about the South. Where Coca-Cola's foam and fizz, where man can live on land that's his, with his plenty of money, Confederate that is, that's what I like about South.
Now, wait a minute, boys, it's my turn now. Give me the Bowery where folks go slumming, New York girls so becoming, where every house has indoor plumbing, that's what I like about the North. Old Broadway, those burlesque queens, Central Park with its grassy greens, where Mammy's little baby likes Boston baked beans, that's what I like about the North.
All right, boys, let's do it all together, huh?
Where everybody, North or South, can get right up, shoot off his mouth. Where kidding one another is all fair play, that's what we like about the U.S.A.
Promise not to put my baby wide. And all they're talking about the way it turned out. What a complete surprise. Some intimate friends came to greet my baby, and I was as busy as the bee around the hive. I took a look at the clock, and tickety-tickety-tock, my baby was about to arrive. There were flowers on the table, something extra special on us. Boy, was I glad. Glad I was thankful to have everything nice. Everything nice with chicken and rice. Everything set. We waited, and I was delighted this could be. But when my baby walked in with somebody else, the most surprised party was me.
But when my baby walked in with somebody else,
the most surprise party was me, me, what a surprise.
The Fred Allen Show, rebroadcast for our armed forces overseas. And now it's goodbye from Portland, Popham, and Minerva Pius. This is Nussbaum, Alan Reed, who is Falstaff Openshaw, Parker Bentley, who does the part of Titus Moody, Kenny Del Mar in the role of Senator Claghorn, the DeMarco sisters, Al Goodman and his orchestra, Fred's special guest, and Fred Allen himself. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.